This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Each week during the legislative session, we bring you an update from Topeka on the latest bills and activity from our state capitol. With us now to bring us this week's Under the Dome legislative update is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us this evening.
See, we just had to switch roles here, John, because now I'm going from interviewer to interviewee.
It's amazing how that works. I'm not in my usual seat, though. I'm not used to this. It's bizarre. I feel this is just cattywampus. Everything's backwards. All right, so I've got a list of questions here. I want to start with the one, because the media always complains about this. The Democrats often complain about this. And I think listeners probably hear the stories about the midnight rule and legislatures being, laws being written in the middle of the night. It's unfair. It's wrong. So explain the midnight rule to my listeners and then tell me what you think about it. So what is the midnight rule and what do you think about, laws being done after dark?
Well, conference committee week is kind of unique. It's already gone through committee process during day. This is just where the House and Senate get together and hash out their differences and come up with what's called a conference committee report. And that's actually what you're voting on at this point. So it's not like these are things that haven't been vetted, haven't been talked about for the most part. But the midnight rule came about, it's my understanding, from a time when the legislature was working till the wee hours of the morning, and unfortunately a legislator left trying to drive home, had an accident, and unfortunately passed away. So they implemented this midnight rule so that we don't go too late and people try to make it home and, are too tired to drive. So it can be waived. You can vote to suspend the midnight rule, which is what happened a couple times this week, as a matter of fact.
I mean, every year I was in the legislature, this happens. And for the audience that don't understand why, it's because when you're at this time in the session and you're up against the days, quote unquote, days that are left in the session, when you're like the drop dead date, or for that matter, if it's the 90th day, because in statute, during even numbered years, the legislature is limited to 90 days. So if it's day 90, for example, and you're, on day 90, midnight technically would be the end of the 90th day, but it's not necessarily at 12:01, because if they suspend the rule, then that 90th day could go well into day 91 as long as they don't adjourn, correct? So they could extend it into, if it's, say, day 90 falls on a Friday, they could go into early Saturday morning as long as they haven't adjourned, correct?
Correct.
So that's the midnight rule allows you to work after dark, and that's what happens. Now, a lot of people will say that the reason they're doing this is so that they hope legislators are up and they're tired and they just will vote yes for stuff so that they can get out of there because they're tired and they're weary and they just want to go home. Or that leadership is doing it to punish people and sweat it out, make them vote for things they don't want to. I don't necessarily, I don't know if I'm not part of leadership, you are. I think it's more just because the process takes a long time and you're up against a deadline and you work until you get it done. That's my perception. I don't think it, maybe when I was a freshman, it might have been used that way, but I don't think now they're using it as a tactic. It's just the time is what the time is.
Oh, I don't think so either, John. You know, it does take a long time, and trying to coordinate schedules for, you know, this, the House will be on the floor voting or taking final action, and we're waiting to meet with them to get a conference committee going. And it's just hard to coordinate and get all the work done that you need to get done. And in fact, I think a lot of times we work really late because people, I heard this, you know, in just a couple of days ago, I can't stay over through Saturday. I've got a wedding or I've got this. And so I think that leadership's trying to get us out. And sometimes that means working late.
Yep. I've got vacation. I've got this, that, and other. So we've talked enough, I think, about the budget. We've talked enough about the tax bill. Tell me a little bit about some of the bills that were left on the table, things that you guys didn't get accomplished. For the listeners, you guys now have, what, 3-4 weeks off. You'll go back for veto session, which is, you know, typically no longer than a few days, a week at most, where you will take up whatever Laura Kelly vetoes, might be the tax bill, will certainly be the trans protection for, you know, trans, barring the bill that banned gender-affirming care, is what they call it. I call it, you know, mutilating kids. But at any rate, that bill she'll veto, so you'll have to take that up. But what else needs to be taken up? Because I imagine there's still a bunch of legislation that you'll have to take up when you go back.
Yeah, there are a lot of conference committee reports hanging out there to be run across the floor and get those done. Some of the ones that I'm most familiar with in the committees that I'm on and have been working, there's a huge child care bill out there, which basically the governor's wanting to create this Office of Early Childhood.
Yeah, which is just growing government. We don't need, you heard Elizabeth.
Right.
We've got the second most government in the country. Why do we need more government? And especially more government under Laura Kelly.
Right. That one's hanging out there. There's a lot of interest on that as a way to deal with what is being framed as workforce development issue, because, you know, we need workers and child care's an issue for getting those workers to work. And so that one is hanging out there. Some things dealing with China, actually, and the
drone bill,
land acquisition and China
one, yes.
Doing that. Yeah. And there's quite a few out there around health. We've got one hanging out there that prevents the government and hospitals from refusing to let people in to visit their loved ones during a end of life, or visit them when there's a pandemic or something like we saw happen with COVID.
That medical marijuana bill, you love that one. I know you're a big fan of that bill. I'll just leave that one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll just skim right over that one and go to some less controversial ones. Are there any on abortion or anything like that hanging out there we can talk about, Sean?
Why don't we talk about guns or something?
Yeah, there we go. It. Something less controversial than marijuana.
So what bills that folks might have been tracking died and didn't get through and are now done that you know they were hoping to get accomplished? And unfortunately, for one way, you know, either failed. And I know there were a couple that I remember reading that are escaping me right now that didn't make it out of either chamber and are now, you know, DOA.
Yeah, honestly, there's quite a few. One that popped up here kind of at the end of session is the data center bill. I don't know if you were aware of that one, but about 30 states now have bills allowing these data centers to come in. Missouri just got, I think, Google or one of the big guys coming in into Missouri, but we don't have the structure in place to allow that. Came late in the session. That one didn't make it out. I think overall we got most of the substantive lifts out. And quite frankly, nothing was going to move till this tax bill moved. And I'll tell you the other reason is in an election year, we try not to do anything that might be what, you know, we all know is postcard issues.
Right. Oh, and I know Laura Kelly was pushing for, or David Toland was pushing for another APEX, kind of an APEX light version. That didn't happen either.
Didn't happen.
Well, and probably good. I don't think we should be really pursuing another massive, and don't get me wrong, I support economic development, but it has to be done the right way. But I don't think we should be doing another APEX style economic development issue until we at least see what kind of bang for their buck we get out of the Panasonic deal, frankly.
And I think you're spot on, John. I think a lot of legislators feel that way. Look, we took a big step in the Apex bill. Why don't we wait and see if that works before we double down and do any more?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think taxpayers would reward you for that and probably punish you for doing it again. If we, you know, I mean, we still haven't seen, they're not creating the jobs yet. They're not, heck, they, you know, the plant's not up and running. We're not seeing the benefit yet. And right now, if we try to do something big like that again without bang for our buck, I think you're smart. I think that's probably the right way to pursue that kind of venue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.